The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
I didn't plan it. I think it was all on the up and up.
Huh. There's no way this can fail. If I didn't see it, I wouldn't have believed it, but there is no way this can fail.
Not unless something goes very, very wrong.
God damn, you are brilliant, Hux! I knew I could count on you. This plan should be bronze. It's that beautiful.
Statement of Officer Grant Staten.
Detective Gray and I ingested 5 milligrams heat to focus P. We report her position.
Computer, stop. Are you certain focus P is Myladrine?
Down, boss, down!
And now the time to talk is over.
Oh, you think?
Welcome to Starlit Gardens. How can I help you?
Grant Staten. He live here?
Yes. Mr. Staten is one of our residents.
I'd like to visit Mr. Staten. I just want to talk with Grant. About old times.
Please.
Put it on, Major.
But, tell me. I'm begging you, not the skank skin tub.
Look, Major, you got a lot to do. You got to get the gaskets, the flex tube, the pump, all that other shit, and it is too dangerous on the streets for us.
I ain't afraid of those motherfuckers.
Well, then you're not as smart as I thought, because I'm scared of those motherfuckers. It's war now, and you and I are the number one targets.
I'm saying it never arrived. No, you're trying to bill me for something I don't have. Look, this is really simple. If the crystal isn't here, I'm not paying for it. If it arrives broken, I'm not paying for it either. Do not call Sarah. Call me from now on. There. That should take care of it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. You were right to have me talk with them.
I know, it's just... you have so much going on right now.
And that's not going to change anytime soon. You know, Sarah, I'll always help you out if I can.
I know, and I appreciate it. Well, I should get going. You're busy, I'm busy.
You're probably right. Do you feel okay walking back by yourself?
I don't know.
It's okay to be afraid. People died out there.
I know, but what can I do? I'm not going to call security every time I need to go to work, you know?
Sarah, you've got no real ties here. No family, no boyfriend. Why do you stay?
Well, I don't really have anywhere else to go.
No family?
Not really. You?
Not really. Isn't it strange that we've never talked about family before?
Hey... this is the Kingery. People don't pry here. And it's not my business.
Do you have family?
I did. My dad died when I was young. Then a few years ago, my mom got really sick. And I had to support her. Until she died, I was a working girl.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, there weren't a whole lot of ways to make money where I grew up, so I lied and told my mom I was apprenticing at a farm.
That's awful.
You know, it wasn't that bad. After a while, though, you get really tired of nobody ever listening to you. They're all interested in your body, but that's where it ends.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be. I mean, I learned a lot in those days. I can take care of myself, and I'm okay now. But I don't really have anywhere to go, so I think I'll just stay here.
Well, I am very glad to have you running the restaurant. I really trust you. You've got a really good head on your shoulders.
See? That's all I really wanted people to recognize. It never happened. So, I'm happy to be here. Come have dinner at the restaurant later. We can sit down and talk about your family.
I'd like that. See you later, then.
Okay. Bye.
Come in.
Wait outside for me. Regina, how are you?
Mr. Shimizu. Then better.
A resort of this size, running it must be very challenging.
It is, definitely. Far more challenging than I'd ever imagined.
You're doing an admirable job, I'm sure. The recent violence must have you on edge.
It's left a lot of people on edge. But unfortunately, it seems that violence is a part of the Kingery's history.
How sad that is the case. Violence, as you know, is very bad for business.
I absolutely agree.
It is a shame that Mr. Arkell continues to believe that brutal methods solve problems.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid it may upset you, but there was another murder not long ago. Mr. Arkell had his gunsel kill my assistant, Ingar.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Ingar was a loyal and trusted business partner and friend. I feel the loss most deeply.
Why would Mr. Arkell do that?
It's difficult to say. Perhaps the presence of his mother is affecting his decisions.
Sylvia Arkell has been here now for a while. I hadn't thought about that. Weren't some of your people involved in the last shooting?
My colleagues were grief-stricken at the loss of Ingar. Tempers were running high, of course, but they had to defend themselves when faced with a threat.
I never knew Major was such a loose cannon.
I had not thought so either, but under the direction of Mr. Arkell, well, clearly we were both mistaken. I'm sorry if I've upset you. I wanted to check on you and offer my services. If you're afraid for your safety, you need only call and protection will be provided.
I appreciate the offer. More than you know.
Regina, I feel that you have more to say.
I'm just unsettled. There's just been so much death and destruction.
To be honest, I think it may be just beginning. There's no telling what Mr. Arkell might do next.
You really think so?
I understand that it's a lot to take in. But consider this. If you were to sell the Kingery... Please, you don't need to answer now. But if you were to sell it, my colleagues are well prepared to guarantee the security of this facility. And of course, your personal safety as well.
That would be very generous of you.
Never let it be said that I don't have your best interests at heart. Please keep in touch. If you have any further questions, or if you would just like to talk, all you need do is ask. Good day, Regina.
Mr. Shimizu.
Yes, my dear.
I'm going to consider what you've said in serious and prayerful thought.
May you find peace in your decision. Whatever it may be.
Yet, when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. What am I doing here?
You didn't have to do this.
What, you didn't want to get out for a while? Sit down at the bar already.
Hey, gorgeous.
I'm a cop.
No kidding.
You could tell.
Of course I could. It's that swagger you have. But you're still gorgeous. What do you have?
Pinot Noir.
Well, la-di-da.
What, I can't drink Pinot?
People drink beer here. House special.
Fine, whatever. A beer, then. And get one for my friend, too.
Hey, Staten.
Hey, Nick.
So you're a regular. Not that I'm surprised.
I'm a big boy. I can do what I want.
I know. Just giving you a hard time. I've missed having you around, you know?
Ah, come on, Maddie.
You know I love you.
Love me so much we haven't spoken in almost 10 years?
Look, I came here to get lost. Guess I did a good job. Till now. How'd you find me, anyway?
I'm a detective. It's my job.
Yeah? Went home, I bet.
You'd be right.
Damn. I haven't been back there for a long time.
Don't get all emotional on me, Staten.
Emotional? I just about had a fucking heart attack when you walked in. You look too much like your old man, you know that?
That's supposed to be a compliment. You look good, too, for a drunk.
I work out. What else am I gonna do?
Why are you in that home, anyway?
I'm lazy. I like it. I get 3 squares and free cable. So let me guess. You're here to talk about Marty.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about Marty.
Why? It ain't gonna change nothing, Natty. You know that.
Maybe not. But I didn't have a reason to look closer before. Now I do.
After all these years, you had a revelation.
Something like that.
Let it go, Maddie.
Look, all I want you to do is answer a question for me.
Come on. I left so I wouldn't have to go through this shit.
Well, I go through this shit every time I see my dad, so you're gonna just have to deal with it.
Great. Just great. Fine. You're here to ask.
Your case log said that before you two went into Price and Valentine Jewelry, you and Dad both took Focus P.
So fucking what? Everybody took that shit back then. It was legal, and it was documented.
Yeah, except Dad wouldn't have taken it, because he's allergic.
Okay, so fine, maybe he didn't take it. Maybe he took something else. I'm not his mommy.
So if he didn't take it, then why did you say it?
I don't know. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Or maybe he didn't. It fucked him up, so then...
So then what?
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. Made a mistake in the report, that's all. Hell, I've made a lot of mistakes. Probably not the first, definitely not the last. Loved your dad. Loved you, too.
He's still alive, you know. So am I.
Yeah, but it ain't him. Not really. Thanks for the drink. I'm gonna walk back. Take care of yourself.
Poor guy.
What makes you say that?
He's always that way. Sad looking, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Come in.
Hey.
That's all you got? Hey?
What do you want me to say? Hey, I'm so glad we're all gonna go and steal some Behold.
Jeez, Hooks, you're gonna give yourself an ulcer. Relax. Your plan is perfect. Brilliant. Dare I say, foolproof.
Thanks.
Okay, so, is everything in place?
Jill's delivering the anti-grav unit to Subjuncture D. I told her that we needed it for a trash run.
Excellent.
Hey, boss! Hooks, look, I got the supplies.
Major, come on. I got white carpet in here.
Well, all right, boss, sorry. I'll keep it on the tile.
You really gonna need all of this?
Well, if we're going in the way Hooks says we are, then yeah.
Damn, what does this one even do?
You know what? I forgot something. I'll be back.
What?
In a little while.
All right, but we're almost set. And get a hold of yourself. You're sweating like a hooker in church.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
You are fast. Just thought I'd say hey. What's wrong?
Nothing.
You're lying. Come on, you can tell me.
No, I really can't.
Yes, you can. Oh, look, a supply closet. You know, my kitchen closet's leaking. Let's see what you got. All right, spill it.
I can't.
Sure you can. You think there's any secrets here? I know about the Behold and what you're gonna do.
What? How could you know that?
You leave your office unlocked during the day?
No, that's personal and private and none of your business.
You're right, but I know anyway, so talk.
I can't go through with this, Debbie. I can't. I'm not a criminal.
Of course you're not.
No, I mean... Wait, what?
I agree with you. You are not a criminal.
Well, yeah, right.
But let me ask you something. This Behold, who does it belong to?
The Behold? Well, it's Shepard's. I mean, well, you know...
He's dead, Hooks. Yeah, it was his, but he's dead now.
Okay, yeah, but Shepard left everything to Regina.
Sure, but do you think Shepard put the Behold in his will?
Well, no.
No, of course he didn't. So it's not really Regina's then, is it?
No, I guess not.
So all you're doing is taking something that doesn't belong to anyone.
I know what you're trying to do, and it's not going to work.
Aw, come on, Hooks. Tommy needs this more than anything. You should know that. The family needs this. You're a goddamn hero already just for planning this. You know that.
I don't feel very heroic.
I know, but Hooks, you've got to do this. There's nobody else who can. Tommy trusts you, and so do I. So, hey, got a spare jumpsuit in there?
What do you think you're doing?
You helped me, Hooks, when I didn't deserve it. So the least I can do is help you. So I'm coming with you.
On the next, The Kingery.
If there's one thing I've learned as a wrench, it's this. When the septic system backs up, people will do anything, anything, to make the crap go away.
Huh? Huh? Come on, do you see the brilliance?
That's foul! Smells like 2 days of skunks and a gallon of rotten cream corn!
You don't suppose somebody died, do you?
Is that water?
No, it's not water.
So how bad is it?
See for yourself. I think one of your friends just fainted.
What the hell does full immersion mean?
We might have to get wet on this one. I didn't expect it to fill up so fast.
I ain't going in there.
Oh, me neither.
The hell you're not. You two work for me, you go where I say.
Do you only work the desk here, my dear? I ask because I know some men who would pay extra for the bazaar.
My mother was of the opinion that I should stick to the, the management side of things.
Well, we can discuss that at a later date.
Hooks, just out of curiosity, what would happen if someone were to puke whilst wearing one of these suits?
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
I recommend not doing that. It would be bad.
The Kingery, Season 3, Episode 10, Two Truths and a Lie. Featuring the voice talents of Jane Parrish as Regina, Susan Bridges as Sarah, Michael King as Shimizu, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Brian Finnegan as the bartender, Russell Gold as Staten, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Harry Whittle as Hooks, M. Sierra Garcia as Major, and Shane Nolan as Debbie. Written by Susan Bridges. Story by Jeffrey Bridges with Neil Bailey, Susan Bridges, Alicia Lane Matheson, Pete Mylan, and Perry Whittle. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by Perry Whittle. Assistant Director Christopher Stodder. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2010 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macala Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2010 Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.